things that we used to do. Now it's over and I know we're through, and I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time. Sing it with me. Well, I couldn't go to sleep, got up and made a light, trying to write it down in the middle of the night, looking for the words, but it won't come right.
Wish we had our time again. Wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again.
And we all know why. Dear old friends, if you turn to ride,
wish we had our time again. Wish we had our time again. Wish we had our time again. Wish we had our time again.
Hardly see. I looked at you and you looked at me. Oh, memory, love won't let me be. And I wish we had our time again.
Wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again.
Out here with called Bonaparte's Retreat.
Oh, yeah.
This is the old-fashioned version. And Bonaparte's Retreat, to understand exactly where it fits in, you have to understand that it occupies the same artistic space as the novel War and Peace. And Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture, or some people call it Tchaikovsky. Whatever. And it's a fiddle tune about Napoleon Bonaparte's chasing of the Russian army up into the Russian wilderness in the wintertime, trying to get them to fight, and they wouldn't fight. They just kept leading him on up into the wilderness, and snow kept coming down, and it kept getting colder and colder, and the French army was ill-prepared. And so Napoleon took over Moscow because Moscow had been deserted by the Russians, except for the riffraff. And so Napoleon decided he'd just spend the winter in the palace there and go on in the spring, chase the Russian army. And he had his feet all put up, and they had a nice fire built, and they'd raided all the wine cellars. And the French were having a high old time, and one of Napoleon's lieutenants looked out the window, and he said, "Napoleon," I said, "I think we better reconsider our moves." He said, "The city's on fire." And I think they've set it on fire to burn us out. So Napoleon packed up his army, and he started on up into the Russian wilderness and the snow and everything, chasing the Russian army. And as he went, all the riffraff of Moscow went behind him and all of their wagons, and they looted all of the palaces and the big mansions and everything like that, of all their paintings and wine and all that stuff, you know. And they followed Napoleon on up into the wilderness, and they got up to a place where there was a creek, a river rather, and you got to visualize this river. And they built a pontoon bridge across the river. And on the other side of the river was a hillside. And unbeknownst to them, the Russians had set up a whole great big line of cannons on top of this hill, aimed down at the river. So they built this bridge on the river, and it was snowing, and the river was full of ice. And the French army was all lined up going across the pontoon bridge. And I've got an old print of this back home, and then the line back as far as you can see of French army, and then behind them is the riffraff of Moscow with all of the wagons and paintings and furniture and all mirrors and all that kind of stuff, you know. So it was pretty much of a, it was like a, kind of like the traffic jams you have on the freeways out here in California. And so they got all on there, and as they were coming off the pontoon bridge on the other side, the Russians waited till they got all of the, pretty much about two or three columns of French army on the other side of the river, and then they opened fire on them. See, they had them trapped, and of course a lot of these guys jumped in the river to get away from the cannon fire, and then they drowned, and it was a pretty much of a mess, and the Russian army pretty well had them. So Napoleon decided that he took off his cocked hat and everything, and he got one of his lieutenants and said, "Come here with me." So they weaseled their way back down through the crowd on the bridge, just the two of them, and went on back and got back about halfway down the line and commandeered a stagecoach and decided it was time for them to go to Paris for help. And to truly understand the situation, it's a whole lot like the old joke about the airplane and the pilot and the co-pilot come down the aisle with their parachutes on and said, telling the passengers, said, "Don't worry about a thing, we're going for help." and that's called Bonaparte's retreat. This is one of those old-fashioned descriptive fiddle tunes, and in the fiddle tune you will hear the blast of the cannons and of course the French army running, right?